98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, good morning. Highs of 25 degrees today and loads of sunshine. Perhaps that might be your little win this morning. If you send us a WhatsApp voice note, we'll send you some IMC cinema passes. The weather was glorious over the weekend, and I think it looks set to be like that for most of the week as well.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Over
we
the
need
moon.
A summer.
Yeah, but highs of 25 degrees today. I mean, unexpected, but we'll take it.
Yeah, that's hot, hot, hot.
You have to be having a barbecue later on.
Yeah, your little win could be absolutely anything. Maybe your little win is that you will have an Irish mammy salad for dinner later on this evening because the weather's so good. Or maybe your little win is that you were at one of the many things that were on in Dublin over the weekend. Were you at Croke Park yesterday to see the Dubs beat Donegal?
Up
unbelievable
the Dubs.
Stuff. Were you in the Aviva to see Metallica?
Yeah, look great.
Either on Friday or Sunday, or maybe you did both because they were doing two totally different shows.
Were
there was
they?
No crossover. They weren't going to play the same song twice.
Gosh, you'd nearly want to buy tickets for both,
so
right?
I think a lot of like hardcore fans had tickets for Friday and for Sunday. Maybe you were in Marty Park for Olivia Dean over the weekend.
Oh, it looked brilliant. And the Irish dancers at the end.
She was fab. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Send us a WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98.
Your little win could be like Jen's.
Good morning. My little win is today is my last day in work, thankfully. I am going to Lewis Capaldi on Tuesday and I'm flying to London on Wednesday. So that's my week off. All jam-packed.
Jen, have an absolute ball.
A full itinerary.
Yeah. Or your little win could be that you watched the pickle-eating competition at the Stony Batter Festival. It's called Pickle-Palooza.
Yeah, Pickle-Palooza. Yeah,
oh,
I
God.
Was in Stony Batter yesterday, strolled through the street and met some family. It was and the weather for it couldn't have been any better.
Yeah, Ireland in the sun, you can't get better than
so
that.
Fun.
We'll get in touch with us this morning. We want to know the gossip about what did you get up to over the weekend. Your little win, 0877 98 98 98. Brendan, what's your little win?
My little win this morning is that yesterday evening we went to the Abbey Theatre for GCN, is the gay community news magazine, and they for the last 2 years have held a roast to raise money. And last year they roasted Panty Bliss.
Yeah.
And this year they had 10 people on stage and they all roasted each other. there was.
I'd say it was brilliant.
It was so, so good. I'd never been to a roast before. So they the Misses, drag queens, Muireann O'Connell from Ireland AM was there, actor David O'Reilly, Louise McSharry. It was Brendan Courtney hosted the whole thing. And my cheeks are still sore from laughing. Garode Farley was there. Niamh Kavanagh.
Love Niamh.
And nothing was off limits. It was
I'd say you probably
hilarious.
Can't repeat half the stuff that was said, Brendan.
I absolutely can't repeat half of it. And also, I can't remember. It was just so... Everyone was so quick and so fast. It was
It'll
hilarious.
Come back to you as the day progresses.
It will.
Like, oh, this person said this about them.
I will repeat to you off air what a lot of them said. So my little win is we went to a roast for the first time ever last night and it was all for a good cause as well. So it was brilliant.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning and happy Monday to Sam, who says my little win is I'm still buzzing after watching Leinster beat the Bulls on Friday.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Sandra's been on with a little win as well.
My little win today is that we were in Croke Park yesterday to see Dublin beat Donegal and it was fantastic. Love the show. Thank you, bye.
Sandra, what a little win. What a win yesterday and the weather for the match as well.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Ian's been on as well.
My little win is just back from Paris from the weekend.
Ooh la la.
And going to book it again. Really looking forward to it. Great place, you might see.
That's what always happens. You go somewhere, you love it, and you're like, I need to
come
back.
Yeah, like, I want to come back.
Book it when you get home. And here's Irene.
Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, Brendan. My little win today is my last alarm just went off. And I've torn the button off for 2 weeks because I'm gone on my holidays tomorrow. So yeah, little win for me with the alarm clock. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Irene, have an absolute ball away.
It's very satisfying when you just delete it off the phone, isn't it?
Oh yeah, ta-ta.
Yeah, fab.
Delete the email app. Do it all.
Bye-bye.
Turn off the notifications.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, have you seen some of the Actors on Actors videos doing the rounds?
I've seen a couple of clips on social, yeah.
Yeah, there was a good one with Lisa Kudrow and Jennifer Aniston chatting all about Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw one with Jamie Lee Curtis and Mariska Hargitay. they were chatting about, you know, their careers. Basically, two famous people interview each other, two actors. Actors on actors, if you get my drift. But during their chat, they got into a bit of a debate about the pronunciation of a very famous place in California.
Okay.
Take a listen to their conversation about Los Angeles.
You were making a doc. You explained to me that you had come back to Los Angeles, that you had gone through the beginning of the storage unit.
I'm trying not to laugh because you just said Los Angeles.
Okay, we had this argument.
And he says Los Angeles.
Okay, but what do you call it? Los Feliz.
Yes, but we're not talking about Los
Feliz. You don't say Las Feliz.
You don't say Los Angeles. Unless
you say Los Angeles.
You don't. And if I had like a jury here, everyone would vote for me.
So Jamie Lee says Los Angeles.
Los. See, the thing
I've never heard anyone say it like that.
No, I would have said that. The difference people would often have with LA is some people say Los Angeles and some people say Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
I would
Angeles.
Have said that it would be the second word that you'd be divided over.
But
not
this
the first
happens.
One.
This Los. Happens with Dublin place names as well, though, Brendan.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the time I hear people call, I say Ranala, but I hear lots of people say Ranala.
Ranala.
And when you're on the Lewis, it says Ranala, and then the woman says Ranulach, which I think is Ranan
Irish. Irish word, yeah. Yeah, I guess you're also split on Parmastown and Parmaston. And in our defence, depending on what signpost you're looking at, sometimes there's a W and sometimes there's not.
Oh, yes, 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 that's true. Sometimes when myself or Brendan, mostly myself, are doing the traffic reports here on 98FM's Big Breakfast, sometimes it's a bit of a debate. And Poplar Row eastbound busy from, is it Ansley Place?
Ansley
Place to Ansley Bridge. You won't be late with 98.
You could say Poplar Row is popular.
I do hear people say popular row
popular
sometimes.
Row. Yeah. Also, if you're not from Dublin and you see Jobstown written down, you fully that's Jobstown.
Yeah, I've definitely said
like
Jobstown.
But you wouldn't
when
know.
When I first started in radio when I was a newsreader, I definitely said Jobstown.
Oh, I made a holy show of myself when I very first started reading the news because I called it Seville Place instead of Seville Place.
I've done that as well.
But
Brendan.
Like it's spelled Seville.
It's spelled the same as Seville. In Spain.
Yeah.
On the border between Spain and Portugal,
Seville.
Isn't it?
There's one place name in Dublin that I hate to see coming now, and that is, and I have to say it slowly, Mulhuddart.
Mulhuddart.
It's hard. It's a hard one to get your mouth around.
It is. I think it's the H
there's
and the D.
There's too many L's, D's and H's. Yeah. Those letters don't belong together.
There's a couple of places I think I'm pronouncing wrong though as well. Beaumont or Beaumont.
Beaumont.
It's Beaumont. But I hear people say
I think most Beaumont. People say Beaumont, but it is Beaumont. Well, sorry, I'm saying that now with such confidence and I'm questioning myself.
Oh, I think it is Beaumont. Someone shouting at the radio right now. Maybe
do you
we're
live
saying it
there?
Wrong.
Which way is it said? We'd love to know this morning the place names that you're not quite sure how to say, maybe a bit like me and Mulhuddart. You just have to slow it down. You can't get your mouth around it.
Margaret's been on.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Margaret and Shankill here. My brother has never, he's 58 odd now, and he's never been able to pronounce Dollier Street. He's called it Dollier Street since he was a kid, and he still can't say it right. Still cracks me up. Have a good day, guys.
In his defence, it does look like Dollier Street.
It does.
Dollier, yeah.
Dollier. Yeah, that's true. Rachel's been on too.
Hi, Rebecca. I'm Brendan. Love the show. I actually, for a long time, used to call Dollier Street D'Ollier Street.
D'Ollier.
I used to just see the way it was spelled and go D'Ollier Street until I was on the bus and then it came out like Dollier Street.
This is obviously a thing.
The apostrophe really throws people. I remember when I very first moved to Dublin and my mom, I was meeting her on Harcourt Street.
Yeah.
And she texts me, and when she spelt it Hardcore Street. When she heard people say Hardcore Street. She thought the people had been saying Hardcore Street.
When all the clubs used to be
it was fairly hardcore,
It was hardcore. Used to have Crawdaddy, Tripods, D2,
Coppers
Crystal. The whole lot. Jill and Lily have been on as well.
Morning 98FM, it's Jill and Lily here. The name of the road that I hear being mispronounced all the time on the radio is Celtic Park, and people say Celtic.
Oh,
and it's not Celtic, Celtic Park.
I had that issue when
it's probably was me
talking
sorry
about the,
sorry about
the football team.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
I was growing up.
Yeah.
I think I would have said Celtic instead of Celtic.
Okay, so...
But you don't say Celtic Tiger.
You don't say Celtic Tiger, but it's... So for the road, it's Celtic...
Celtic Park.
Park. Okay,
Jill and
good
Lily,
to know.
Thank you for that. And here's Tracy.
One place that I just cannot say, and my husband just thinks it's hilarious and loves to tell everybody, is Kildimanik. It's Kildimanik to me. And another place that I used to always say wrong when I worked in Bank of Ireland over in Terranure, and people would come in with their address and I'd say Cypress Grove.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they'd say, it's actually Cyprus.
What?
So I used to just annoy them by saying Cypress.
Tracy, you're joking.
I call it Cypress Grove.
Same.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Cyprus Grove.
Anyone living in Terranure, is that legit?
This is reminding me of the time that we had a chat about. There's a road in Ballyfermot.
Oh, yeah,
and
stop it.
Did we say it was...
It's spelt L-E space F-A-N-U. So we thought that it was Lefanu. Like very French.
Yeah.
Lefanu.
Everyone in Ballyfermot corrected us and said it was Lefanu. Is that?
Or is it Lefania? No.
Oh, I don't know. And then I thought people were taking the mick out of us. Lefania.
Can someone clarify Cypress Grove in Terranure?
Cyprius. Are you joking me?
And
Lefanu.
We're still having Lefanu. A mare about Lefanu.
And then apparently there's a Bilali and a Bilali
oh,
as well.
There's so a Bilali don't even get us started on that.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
It's a brand new game.
With three words.
And one amazing prize.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Monday's Matchy Matchy. This is your chance to win yourself incredible prizes by sending Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and trying to say the same three words as us. Our last game lasted for 100 days. It was finally won last week.
Oh, gosh.
So we kicked off a brand new game of Matchy Matchy on Friday with a brand new prize of a fancy barbecue just in time for the great weather.
Sizzling hot. And good morning to Michael in Grange Castle in Clondalkin, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Michael, how are you?
How's it going? How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Michael. Did you get to enjoy that weather over the weekend?
I did, yeah. I had a good weekend.
It was just sensational. And this week's looking fantastic as well.
Yeah, it'd be nice to not be in work now.
It would be lovely. What do you do for work, Michael?
I just go around in the van.
Nice. But you can just go around in the van.
It's such a good way to describe it. Yeah. Just go around the van.
You can stick the arm out the window. You can tan one of the arms.
That's.
This is it. Michael, do you have a fancy barbecue in your gaff?
I don't. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Oh. Okay, you could be about to win one. Michael, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'll play with Brendan.
Oh,
Brendan,
I'm off to the soundproof
booth
for a Monday morning.
Michael, he's only thrilled now. Brendan, enjoy yourself. Okay, Michael, let's try and get a Matchy Matchy and give you that fabulous barbecue this morning.
Let's do it.
Your first word. Hand.
What was the word?
Hand.
Hand. Hand. Hand. Bear.
Say that again.
The word is pan.
Hand. H-A-N-D.
Oh, hand. Glove.
Hand. Glove. Your second word. Sweet.
Sweet. Treat.
Sweet treat. Lovely. And your third word. Chicken.
Nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. So we have hand, glove, sweet treat, and chicken nugget. Michael, are you locking those in this morning?
I'm locking those in.
Love it. Let's get Brenny back from the soundproof booth. Oh, he's strutting in here now. Pepping his step after getting in there this morning.
How are you?
Brendan, hello. How are things in
good,
there?
Good, yeah. There was a bottle of sun cream sitting in there for me now this morning.
Much needed
yes.
this week. Brendan, your first word in Matchy Matchy this Monday morning.
Yep.
Hand.
Hand towel.
Your second word, sweet.
Tooth.
And your third word, chicken.
fill it.
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy with Michael in Clondalkin?
Sorry.
It wasn't to be this morning. You sadly didn't match any.
Did we not?
Michael went hand glove, sweet treat and chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. So cute. Michael, sorry we didn't do it this morning. Thanks for listening and for playing though. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Cheers, Michael. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.
I was happy with my answers this morning.
There were many options for those words.
Loads of options.
Many options.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about the World Cup.
I am. That's on the way. First, though, a story about a city that featured heavily in the final ever series of Happy Valley.
Happy Valley, a city that featured heavily.
Now, it's sorry if my memory serves me. Do you remember?
Something to do with the bridge.
They live in Ebden Bridge?
Yeah.
And didn't, Sarah Lancashire's character,
Catherine Kaywood,
follow her sister to Leeds because her sister was bringing Ryan to see his dad?
Yes.
And so she phoned her. She was watching her from outside a cafe and she was like, "Where are you?" She's like, "I'm in Ebden Bridge." And she was like, "That's funny because I see you in Leeds." Anyway.
So you're talking about Leeds?
I'm talking about Leeds this morning. It's a roundabout way to get
jogged
there.
Jogged Brendan's memory of Happy Valley. It's a great show, by the way.
It's
you haven't
a
watched
brilliant
it. Yeah,
show.
Brilliant drama.
Well, anyway, speaking of Leeds,
yeah,
let's get a swanky new train station,
is
right?
It?
They spent millions on it. It's run over budget and over time, right?
Oh, listen, it happens.
But it's almost ready to open. There's a problem, though.
Oh.
The giant new sign that reads, "Welcome to Leeds," is wrong.
Ooh.
Someone has clocked that the D in Leeds, so L-E-E-D-S, is actually an upside down P. Now, you'd really have to... Now, I don't know what busybody has actually clocked this, right?
Did someone type in the wrong thing in the order form and they've had to...
Yeah, maybe it is. So they don't know what's going on, right? But eagle-eyed residents, they've been chatting online in like a group, right?
Mm.
Wondering what's happened that there's an upside-down P being used as a D.
I would hope that they would have cut off the longer part of the P, the bottom bit.
But they're very unhappy that it doesn't look right. Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe they did type in the wrong letter, but they're wondering if they ran out of D's and they just said, "Here's a P."
Or is this recycled from somewhere else?
Council officials have confirmed they are aware of a potential issue with the new sign.
So it actually technically says Leaps.
Leaps, yeah. Yeah, technically it says Leaps. It's a bit like in Gavin and Stacey when Dawn and Pete were renewing their wedding vows and Pete got a ring. And it was a D. And when he turned it upside down, it was a P. He was like, "Pete and Don."
Brendan with the niche TV references.
The council have confirmed they're in discussions with relevant contractors and they say they will ensure any error which is then identified will be rectified as soon as possible.
See, I want to go to Leeds to see that
just
sign,
to see
though.
The sign. But like, honestly, I did see a picture of this morning. I was like, I wouldn't notice that.
Okay.
Like, it looks like the same letter.
Mm-hmm.
Finally this morning, the World Cup is continuing across Canada, Mexico and the US. One fan is all over the internet this morning after his team scored while he was chatting with a BBC news reporter live on the TV.
We pass into the next phase.
History.
We are going to the next phase.
What do you make of
it? We're proving everybody wrong. Cabo Verde is going to alarm, man. You just saw it. I'm on the live on the BBC.
Live on the BBC. So Marcelo, God love me, lost his mind when Cape Verde scored their first ever World Cup goal overnight. But there's another World Cup update I need to bring you this morning from off the pitch.
Oh.
TSA, which is the company that kind of manages all the airport security in America.
Right.
It's had to issue a formal reminder to football fans about what they can and can't put in their carry-on luggage.
Oh.
They are specifically speaking about ranch dressing. Right?
So it is delicious.
It is delicious.
Yeah, so, I haven't had ranch for years.
Yeah, so ranch is hugely popular in America and
it's
it
got
seems
watery mayonnaise.
Yeah, I know I'm wrong. I'd say it's kind of like a garlic sauce. I know it's not garlic.
There is definitely garlic in it. It's a kind of sour cream.
I think so. Yeah. I don't actually fully know what it is.
So sorry, people have been trying to sneak in ranch.
They're trying to get it home. So basically, ranch is massive in America. It's not as popular, you know, this side of the Atlantic. But thousands of football fans have been discovering it for the first time. So there's loads of videos on like TikTok and Instagram.
Putting it into the bag and hoping for the best.
Exactly. So they're bringing it home. So what it says here is that ranch is made from mayonnaise, buttermilk, herbs and spices.
Oh, right.
And it seems that people have been trouble getting it home. Mm. So TSA have posted on Threads, "Ranch is the king of condiments. The world is slowly discovering ranch pairs perfectly with pizza, chicken wings, fries, onion rings, quesadillas, crackers, chips, veg, and the list keeps growing.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
If you're visiting for a very large sporting event and you happen to discover ranch while you're here, please pack it in your checked bag on the way home. Mm-hmm. The TSA stressed any ranch containers larger than 3.4 ounces, give me the milliliters, I don't know what an ounce is, would need to be checked, thrown, or consumed at security.
I was going through.
Why is that woman guzzling ranch?
I was going through security yesterday in Pisa Airport way home from Florence, and I was down in the water.
Oh, you guzzled in the water.
I don't think I could down the ranch.
I don't think you could guzzle a bottle of ranch.
No.
But yeah, so if you do know anyone in America coming home from the World Cup and they want to bring ranch, put it in the checked in pack.
Good to know.
That is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.